to Gemma Bay, and I'm your host, Craig Wells, and we're having just a wonderful, wonderful day today. It's been such an awesome time. Went and spent a week in ministry in Birmingham, Alabama, with Apostle Steve Van Giesen and his beautiful wife, Pastor Beverly Van Giesen from the Rock Church up in Shelby County. So awesome. What a ministry. What a powerful man and woman of God. I just love and honor them. I just want to say a shout out to them right now because they know how to treat you like royalty. And I just honor that in them. I honor the kingdom in them and their body with such an open gateway. It's like you could feel it when you walk into the hallway to go into their service congregation room. You could feel the open gateway of heaven. And I honor that. There's a price paid to get that. That doesn't happen on accident. And I'm not trying to be braggadocious, you know. I'm sitting in my office here, and I remember I moved my office. I still have an outside office, but I have a secondary office in my home now, and which is where I'm at right now making this podcast. And I remember my son came over with his children. They're going to go swimming. And I have an extra bedroom next to my office that we're going in there to change. And my son walked into my room, and he was like, "Oh, Daddy, I couldn't change in there." Of course, I know he was just being reverent. He said the Spirit of God was so strong in there, I just had to go in the other room and wait for those people to finish so I could go change. Why? Because there's a price paid to have the presence. Did you hear what I said? There's a price paid to have the presence. Now, a lot of times to people, it is gifted. I claim that myself. I believe all the glory of God that's on my life is gifted, but it still requires, still any gift, even though it does require a purchase price, but it's kind of like if someone gave you an antique car, right? Like there's a certain type of old antique car I saw in a movie one time I would love to have. Say someone gifted that to me, and as beautiful as it is, and they fixed it all up, even though it was a gift and it was beautiful, it would still be my responsibility to maintain it, to care for it, to use it wisely, to invoke the rights of it with honor and weighty decisions. Well, that's the same thing with the glory of God that's given to you. The same thing with salvation, the same thing with relationships, the same thing with everything. It should be, not that everything has to be super spiritual, or everything has to be super serious, but in the back of your mind somewhere, everything should be weighed out with the heaviness of the responsibility of that decision. That's called wisdom, and that protects you from error, protects you from failing, protects you from falsehood. And even if you do fail, it protects you from total destruction because your heart was pure and you used wisdom in that thing. So just receive that. That had nothing to do with what I was going to teach today, but somebody needed to hear that. Because this part that I want to hear and tell you about is I want to go to the Hebrew word Shema. Now, I'm probably not saying it right. Y'all know my broken Hebrew Cajun, my own phonics language of Segema Bay, down here from the bayou. But this word in the word means to hear, and in Hebrew it means to hear. I want to read the scripture to you from Deuteronomy 6, verse 4 through 9. Hear, O Israel. The Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home, when you walk around the road, when you lie down, when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them to your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your house and on your gates. To listen, to hear, Shema. It's the Hebrew word that means to hear or to listen. I want to get this in your spirit. Because when God gives us a Shema, He's telling us to hear or to listen. He's giving us an invitation to respond, to appreciate, to understand, to act, to put in action toward what we hear, which is called what? Hearing and obeying. The Bible talks about not just being a hearer of the word, but a doer of the word. These are things that open up heavenly secrets, that open up promises of God, that opens up your spirit realm, that opens up the secrets of God to pour into you as he's asking you to hear so you can understand what to obey and how to obey. That you don't get off in some legalistic obedience of the natural, the flesh, understanding to go on the other side of the veil, being seated in Christ Yeshua and receiving from the Lamb by the blood covenant, receiving from his glory, receiving from his word, receiving from the fullness of him before the Father, before the throne, being sealed and led by Holy Spirit into light and life, in love, in righteousness, in wholeness. That the understanding by the seven spirits of God, the spirit of understanding, the spirit of might, the spirit of knowledge, the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of shalom, the spirit of peace, which isn't part of the seven spirits, but I love mentioning it, spirit of presence of the Lord, spirit of fear of the Lord, spirit of knowledge, the spirit of counsel. These are the seven spirits of God, but they bring the spirit of peace because the seven spirits of God walks in the peace of Yeshua and embraces the peace of Yeshua as well as brings the peace of Yeshua. So he says, here, hearken to me this day. Think about it, the word constantly talks about hearkening to me this day. Sometimes that hearkening is, hey, go seek my face. Sometimes that hearkening is, hey, turn from your wicked ways. Sometimes that hearkening is, hey, go stand before me or go do this for me. There's no one thing of hearkening, of the Shema, of hearing, of listening, to hear, to understand, to function in. I want to get this in your spirit because God's speaking to us and sometimes we don't completely comprehend or function in what we've heard. It can be victorious stuff. The Lord can give you a prophetic word. You're going to be wealthy. You're going to be this. You're going to get a husband. You're going to do that. But then you don't do anything about it. You didn't put out the process of positioning yourself for the purpose. Well, you know, I've been wanting a husband. But you don't look like you're in the need of a husband or out looking for a husband or set yourself up for that. For what might intrigue a husband. Well, you know, I want God just to tell him. It don't just work like that. I'm not saying it can't work like that, but it's far few in between. Same thing with a job. Well, that job's just going to come. No, you're going to have to get off your duff and go look everywhere and seek it out. And you will find. That's what the Bible talks about. Some things are so practical, though they can sound offensive, and I hope I don't sound offensive to you today. You know, I went through this bout where I was single for 2 years after being married for almost 40. And, you know, you get married, you get comfortable, you got good living, you're eating too much, you're not exercising enough, you're gaining all kind of weight. Well, shoot, as soon as she was gone, it was like, I got to hit the gym. I got to eat right. Lost 50 pounds in a year, and I still have more to lose, but I'm working on it, and I'm like, man, you know, why? I was positioning myself. Well, they should just love you as they are. It should be, but you want to position yourself for the purpose. Why? I want to draw the attention as many that they might see me, because most people don't know how to hear and see God. Most people don't know how to know and sure obey God. It takes time and effort. A lot of people don't even have the time and effort or not even willing to put out the time and effort to seek his face like they need to. I'm just being real with you. We got to position ourselves. You don't go looking for a job. You don't go interview a job.
Or
saying, let me just go in there looking awful. No, I go interview a job looking like I run the company. I remember when I used to be in the business world, which I still am with the bakery, but in the business world, and I would interview people and things of that sort. Or when I was out a long time ago looking for a job, I would look like I own the company. I would look like I'm there for success. Why? I want to bring and add success to them. well, you know, I really want this in my life. Well, if you really want it in your life, then you're going to have to make a change and do something about it. It's just not going to come to you. Well, no, you know, if God wants it to happen, he'll have it happen. I'm not going to discount the sovereign move of God. Unfortunately, the church world has lived off of the sovereign move of God because we have not moved God sovereignly. I'm not trying to rebuke nobody because I rebuke myself with that, because there's many things in my life I've missed waiting on God instead of being the sovereign move of God. Thinking God's going to do it, God's going to do it. No, God said it. I needed to apply myself to it. And there are some absolute things you can't do unless God said it and then he actually comes and brings it to pass. But majority of stuff that he puts before us, he says it and causes it to happen. He puts it out in the spirit realm, and we have to go position ourselves and pursue, seek. Those that seek me, those that diligently seek me will find me. Or those that diligently seek the will and the word of the Lord. Well, I want love in my life. Then you need to position yourself for love and be lovable. Well, I want more money. Well, you got to position yourself to earn a company, earn good wages, be a good employee, or open up a company. You have to do something. You can't just sit around and wait on God. Now, God will move. I can tell you testimony after testimony after testimony how God has blessed me beyond any effort I could put out. But the rule of thumb has always been hearing the word and following it and then positioning myself for it. Hear and obey, not just hear, wish, and hope. That's called pipe dream. And me, myself, and I, and everyone else I know have fallen into a lot of prophetic pipe dreams. Though when the propheticness came, it wasn't a pipe dream, but it only lasted as a pipe dream because we didn't position ourselves for that thing to come to pass. Mary was born to be the mother of Jesus, but if she didn't position herself, she could have never been to Mary, the mother of Jesus. I know this is some kind of like strong teaching today. I'm not really teaching, let's go up in the mountains and hide out with Yahweh. I mean, that's awesome. But you got to have foundational teachings as well, so you know how to walk it out here, so that which you have in heaven can manifest itself in the earth. That which is in heaven manifests itself in the earth, takes a vessel that it can manifest through. And I'm not talking about do's and don'ts, your sins and your not sins, or your aggravations and your not aggravations, or your failures and your successes. I'm talking about you hearing and obeying and moving and forth in the will and the word of Yahweh. The will and the word of Yahweh in your life. The Shema, the hearing. The hearing. The hearing. Why? Because you are a Vav. The Hebrew living letter Vav, 6. You are Vav, you are son of man. That's male or female. You are Zayin, a crowned Vav, just like Yeshua, crowned son of man, seated in Christ Yeshua. You become a Zayin, a crown. But now you must position yourself in that. I'm seated in the will and the word of the Lord to hear and obey and to do according to his will. If not, I walk in fear and I miss all my blessings. You've done it, I've done it, we have through our life. But that doesn't mean we have to stay there. Yahweh is saying, I want to bless you. Hear my word and move upon it. Hear my word and follow through. Hear my word and position yourself. Sometimes facing our own selves in the mirror is the ugliest. Because we have to face, well, what are we really doing? Or what are we really making right in our life? Or how am I positioning myself before the Lord? We want to leave everything up to God. And he's like, I've made you sovereign king and priest according to revelations in the earth. What are you going to do in that position? Are you being weighty with your decisions? Are you being weighty with your thoughts? Are you being weighty? This is why the Bible says, I love this scripture, it is the glory of Yahweh to conceal a thing, but it's the glory of kings to search it out. Why? A king is one that understands the responsibility of the weightiness of the revelation that was put before him and the responsibility to house the revelation that he or she is seeking. Not just some haphazard, unwise person trying to dabble in the gifts and mystics of God. That won't work. That would tear you up. You have to be what you have to be. Integrity, honor, holy. By walking in the integrity, honor, and holy that God gifted you. You can never make yourself holy, but he gave you holiness. But if you don't walk into it, you won't be shining forth holiness in the earth.
you don't walk into the integrity, then you won't have integrity in the earth. If you don't walk into the grace, you won't have the grace in the earth. It's up to you. He's given it to you. Can you hear? God wants to do great things for you. Don't hold yourself back. Get into the mountain of the Lord by faith. Seek His face. Go to your speaking place, the place of play, pay. Open up your spiritual ayin, the eye of the spirit, and see what God is saying. Hear what God is saying and speak what God is saying. Then come back in the earth and act upon what you heard and said and thought by faith. And remove fear and doubt and unbelief out of your life. Once again, this is Sigma Bay. I pray spiritual growth in you today. I pray spiritual growth in you today. Don't forget, hit that button. Share us, like us, subscribe to us. Send us off to a friend, whether around the corner or around the world. This is what grows the podcast and ministers to so many people. And we touch this world for Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and His glory. Once again, I'll see you tomorrow. I love you. You are so beautiful. Shalom.